Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Michigan Department of Transportation will be performing intermittent test openings of the Baskill portion of the M25 Veterans Memorial Bridge over the Saginaw River in Bay City. Test openings will begin at 9 p.m. on March the 26th and will last for approximately 15 minutes each through the morning of March the 27th. The bridge will open and close multiple times throughout the night to allow for testing to take place. These test openings are being done as crews wrap up work on a $1.6 million investment to maintain and improve the bridge. Work is expected to be completed by March the 31st. And in other news for today, the Colfax Township Board of Trustees are adopting a resolution on March the 18th for a moratorium for 1 year regarding the permitting, consideration, approval, location, erection, construction, review, and/or installation of any data centers in the township in order to allow appropriate time to study and potentially adopt regulations governing data centers. Copies of the moratorium can be viewed at the Colfax Township Hall at 177 North Berry Road in Bad Axe during regular business hours. The township's phone number is 989-269-2271, and their website is ColfaxTownshipHuron.com. And a representative from the Spicer Group also did a presentation to the township's planning commission regarding the master plan they're working on. The master plan is intended to serve as a basis for future land use and development decisions and serves as a vision for the future used as a basis to guide the community's future in economic development, zoning, and ordinances. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Thursday, March the 26th, in the boardroom at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to review wages of prosecuting attorneys, receive updated information on opioid lawsuit settlements, and do a resolution honoring an assistant prosecuting attorney who is retiring. To attend the meeting virtually, you can do so at 1-929-276-1248. You can join by Hangouts Meet or by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and following the directions there. And another news for today, because roads and bridges in Michigan need constant monitoring and maintenance to keep them viable, the costs are adding up, which is why the Huron County Board of Commissioners supported the application for federal and local bridge program funding for some bridge work. If the county is awarded funding, the plan is to replace the McMillan Road Bridge over Moore Creek in Hume Township, to replace the Bach Road Bridge over the Kemp Drain in Sebring Township, and also to rehabilitate the Oak Beach Road Bridge over the Pinnebog River in Hume Township. Commissioners also approved the Huron County Department of Public Works Board that their leadership of the county treasurer may be transferred to be placed under the leadership of the Huron County Road Commission. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Wednesday, March 25th of 2026. Jean Rupel Crone, age 82, of Bad Axe, passed away on March the 20th of 2026. Funeral services for Jean Crone will be on Friday, March 27th at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe, with cremation to follow. Visitation for Jean will take place Thursday from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, with visitation again on Friday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11. Memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton or to Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe. Memories may be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.